Blackstone presents The Dhammapada, translated by Friedrich Max Müller. This book is read by Dennis Daly. Introduction by Epiphanius Wilson. The Dhammapada, or Path to Virtue, is one of the most practical ethical handbooks of Buddhism. It is included in the canon of Buddhistic scriptures and is one of the Eastern books which can be read with delight today by those who are classed as general readers. It is divided into 26 chapters, and the keynote of it is struck by the sentence, "The virtuous man is happy in this world, and he is happy in the next. He is happy in both. He is happy when he thinks of the good he has done. He is still more happy when going on the good path." The first step on the good path is earnestness, for, as the writer says, earnestness is the path of immortality, nirvana. Thoughtlessness, the path of death. Those who are in earnest do not die. Those who are thoughtless are as if dead already. Earnestness, in this connection, evidently means the power of reflection and of abstracting the mind from mundane things. There is something very inspiring in the sentence, "When the learned man drives away vanity by earnestness, he, the wise, climbing the terraced heights of wisdom, looks down upon the fools. Free from sorrow, he looks upon the sorrowing crowd, as one that stands on a mountain looks down upon them that stand upon the plain." This reminds us of Lucretius. "How sweet to stand, when tempests tear the main, on the firm cliff, and mark the seaman's toil. Not that another's danger soothes the soul, but from such toil how sweet to feel secure. How sweet, a distance from the strife, to view contending hosts, and hear the clash of war. But sweet afar, on wisdom's height serene, upheld by truth, to fix our firm abode, to watch the giddy crowd that deep below forever wander in pursuit of bliss, to mark the strife for honours and renown, for wit and wealth, insatiate, ceaseless urged, day after day, with labour unrestrained." It is curious to see the atheistic Epicurean and the devout Buddhist meeting on a common ground. But the beauties of the Dhammapada can only be realised by a careful study of this charming work. We would point out, for instance, in the chapter on flowers, what is a piece of golden advice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?